In VA's case, the problem is not so much an overabundance of infrastructure. Indeed, it's asking for a 47% increase in its construction budget for 2016 so it can build new facilities. Instead, the department says too many of its existing facilities are in places where veterans used to live but don't anymore, were built in an era of different healthcare delivery models, or have fallen apart so much that they're beyond the point of economical use. Robert McDonald, the VA secretary, told the House Appropriations Committee this week that 900 of its 5,600 facilities are more than 90 years old, and overall, 60% of its facilities are at least 50 years old.
VA cannot be a sound steward of the taxpayers' resources with the asset portfolio we carry. No business would carry such a portfolio, and veterans deserve better. It's time to close VA's old, substandard, and underutilized infrastructure. VA currently has 336 buildings that are vacant or less than 50% occupied. That's 10.5 million square feet of excess space, costing an estimated $24 million annually to maintain. These funds could be used to hire roughly 200 registered nurses for a year, pay for 144,000 primary care visits for veterans, or support 41,900 days of nursing home care for veterans in community living centers. We need your support to do the right thing.
As examples, VA pointed to an old 10-bed hospital it's still running that, on a busy day, takes care of 5 patients. But it's still required to have full-time radiology, lab, and pharmacy departments. VA says examples like that are abundant in its health system, since many of its hospitals were built when long-term inpatient care was more the norm, and many more veterans are now being cared for in outpatient settings. Then there's the case of the tiny Quartermaster's gas station building in Minneapolis. Built in 1932, it's been vacant for decades. VA wanted to tear it down to make room for new housing for homeless veterans, but the state's Historic Preservation Office deemed it a historic building, so the development was blocked. Helen Tierney, VA's Assistant Secretary for Management and Chief Financial Officer, says a myriad of obstacles to closing old facilities have led it to the conclusion that it needs a formal process to clear the boards of excess infrastructure, akin to DOD's BRAC process.
Each case tends to be a little bit different. Sometimes that facility is on a complex, and what we don't have enough construction money to tear it down. And often when we start to do that process, one of the historical organizations gets involved. So yes, we would probably need an agreement that everybody was going to agree to close certain facilities. It is a lot of political concern when we look to close a facility, so we need something like a BRAC process that would be fair, that a board would evaluate our facilities and Congress would agree with those closures based on their rankings.
The need for that independent commission could be addressed by the Civilian Property Realignment Act, a BRAC-like process that would apply to all federal agencies. The Obama administration renewed its call for the legislation in its 2016 budget proposal. Additionally, VA says it needs new authority from Congress to enter into enhanced-use leases with private industry and nonprofits. Right now, that authority is limited to arrangements that deliver supportive housing for homeless veterans. The proposal would let the department maintain ownership of some of its historic buildings while leasing them out for activities that support local communities. Congress cut back the leasing authority after it concluded VA had abused it by letting one campus in Los Angeles host a car rental agency and a laundry facility.
We would like to expand that back to the authority we used to have, so we could bring in a broader range of people to use those beautiful historical facilities.
VA Secretary McDonald says in his 9 months on the job, he's concluded that the worsening condition of the department's facilities is not just a budget issue. It also has a strong bearing on VA's ability to recruit medical staff. And as of now, it's short about 4,000 doctors and 10,000 nurses. He's tried to combat the problem by elevating clinicians into higher pay bands and visiting medical schools to try to dispel the notion that VA is a bad place to work.
The other barrier we face is the infrastructure. We have 11.5% roughly female veterans right now. It's going to grow to 20%. And our buildings are over 50 years old. They were built at a time when you had one gender a bathroom, where you didn't have space for women's clinics. And one of the things we know about women veterans is they prefer to enter the building and exit the building in a different place than the men. So we're in the process of trying to retrofit those, but that's why our construction budget is so important. One last example, and I'll end, is part of the problem in Phoenix that we talked about was providers, was the doctors and nurses. When I went there, we needed 1,000 new people the day I was there. That was right after I was confirmed. But one of the problems that didn't get much publicity is we only had one clinical room for each doctor. And the average doctor has 3 clinical rooms, one where the patient's getting ready, one where the patient's being examined, one where the patient's getting ready to leave. So this is a fundamental issue.
In budget hearings, VA has gotten very little pushback this year from members of Congress against its idea for a BRAC of its own, a strong contrast to the reception the Defense Department has gotten for its infrastructure realignment proposals. But Nebraska Congressman Jeff Fortenberry offered VA some advice if it wants to keep honing its sales pitch.
Do not call it BRAC. Don't do that. Because this is a positive thing. We are trying to make you more efficient and effective, not close stuff in communities.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.